Hi, I'm Marina. So I'm not going to talk about the book project, even though it's a book fair. And the book project, okay, I'll say one minute on it, which is it's a book project that is kind of collecting stories of people all over the world who have experiences, massive experiences, in functioning with a different sense of justice outside the state, outside of hierarchy, outside the concepts of punishment. So like what I've learned so much from Yetur and the experience of the Kurdish freedom movement, or say the Zapatistas, there are lots of books here on the Zapatista movement that people know about. Yes, like, yes, the Zapatistas. In Guerrero, in Mexico, in Chiran, all over the world, you know, like hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people making decisions together and doing so outside the state, resolving, you know, what we would call violence or crime, and using, you know, senses of harm. But instead of talking about all of that and the global examples, and some of them are in books here, some of them are being compiled, it actually seemed more relevant to talk about kind of our experiences right now. So like how many people have been in a group or a movement or a department or a union that's had some kind of conflict that wasn't dealt with. And so it either created tensions, people left, or the group dissolved. Like, all of us. Or maybe we weren't aware of it, but it was like, why did those people keep leaving? Why do the women keep leaving the group? And so often it's because we don't have mechanisms in place. I like the word, you know, rather than like some kind of adjudicative processes or something, but like we don't have things in place so that if there is a harm, or a harm can be, you know, defined in lots of different ways. Like we've all been on social media, oh my God, lately, and the like certain dominance of certain voices that can feel kind of violent. Like how do you deal with that collectively? And there are ways of doing it. And so I want to raise, maybe we talk collectively about some of our experiences and some ideas of how this has been done. But one of their few kind of key lessons in talking to people in different movements and having had experience in different movements over many years, which is it's key to start with community agreements so that there are things that we agree to. Okay. And we get really kind of detailed about it. And it's not just that we have that list, but that process of creating what we all are committed to is really important. That's actually a part of making the commitment, is when we have those long, difficult conversations about what we're committed to. What we often leave out then is the, and then what? Okay, so somebody steps out, what do? We kick them out of the group. We kick them out of the collective or the movement, which doesn't actually address what they're struggling with and the harm. So one model I want to share that I think is both applicable and is being used in different ways, and it's not a model like here's the framework, apply it, but it's kind of like a conceptual idea. And this is something that comes from a lot of indigenous practices, this one in particular, the Inuit in the kind of far north, Turtle Island, northern Canada, east side. And that's circle justice. People have heard of circle justice. I don't want to say a whole bunch of things that people have heard about. So basically the concept of circle justice is there is a harm. So I've taken Ashley's computer. I'm sorry. Well, I'm not sorry yet. But it's that we think about this collectively. First of all, why did I do it? So it's not just like, oh, Marina stepped out, she took something. But it's, well, let's figure out what's going on. And then it is us as a community that figures out what to do about that. So circle, like we actually circle with each other. And it works in different ways. First of all, Ashley would have to admit that, yes, you did indeed take my computer. That is kind of important. But then rather than saying, okay, what are we collectively going to do to Ashley? It's a conversation about how did the circumstance come about? We have that conversation collectively. And then we come into a circle where Ashley, do you mind that I keep picking on you? Okay. You bring a few of your friends or family members or spiritual guides or whoever like gives you comfort and makes you feel safe. And you bring them into the circle. And then I bring people into the circle because I feel wronged and I want to have people with me because it's not going to just be beautiful, like, oh, let's get along, like we're going to be mad. And we're going to have people with us. And then people in the community and in different ways it's decided who those people will be. There's, because this practice is now being applied in a lot of places around the world, different variations of it. Sometimes there are networks that do it. Sometimes it's rotating people from different groups and movements. We can talk about it. But there's a larger community. And so we have a discussion not just about the computer thing, but we talk about as a community, and then how do we avoid this happening in the future? And then it doesn't just end with that. It can end with like, oh, okay, I accept your apology, we're finished. Or I need your computer now. I don't know if that's fair, but we all talk about how what that would look like, or maybe you have to work more part-time to replace the computer. There are a lot of different ways this could play out, and everyone has to feel okay with it. You don't feel great, it's not perfect. We're going to talk about direct democracy in the next session, where it's not about feeling perfect necessarily, but feeling more whole, if that makes sense. And that people in the community are a part of it means that we are thinking differently as a community about all of these different processes. And this is being used when you were talking about, when Katie was talking about kind of reform, non-reform, inside, outside, in many places in the United States now, the concept of restorative justice people have heard. So some of that can be based on versions of circle justice. And so rather than young people going through, right now it's only being used with young people, but rather than young people going through the criminal justice system, which we know what happens, right? The number, the recidivism rate, the number, once you touch the criminal justice system, you're arrested. Like the statistics, the statistical probability that you will go through the system, we know all of this, we're in a discussion on abolition, it is so exceptionally high. When people go through a restorative justice process, it is really, really low. But not only is it low, it creates more community, because in these processes, kind of like the computer thing, rather than going through the system, the young person agrees to be part of the process, but then they're there with people in that neighborhood, in that community. There has to be agreement, this has to be organized, and then the community as a whole is also thinking about the roots of why young, this might be happening. And taking responsibility. So rather than like, you are the computer taker, it's seen kind of like what Yetzer has talked about a lot in the Kurdish freedom movement, where the community as a whole sees it as like, we're going to accompany Ashley because there's probably something going on. We wouldn't say it that way, but there's probably something happening that you took my computer when maybe you could have a computer. So it's about accompanying Ashley, not just making me feel better because my computer was taken. So seeing it holistically, horizontally, collectively, and it's something that when we think about our groups and our movements and our communities, it's not that hard for us to think about applying different concepts of remedying harms in this way, rather than you kick somebody out, we're not thinking collectively about why the person did whatever they did, and they're also just going to go into another group probably and do it there and disrupt. So last little bit I want to say, because I know there's not a lot of time, isn't so much about circle justice, restorative justice. It's about our culture. Our culture can apply to a lot of places in the world of when someone is saying, dominating the microphone. So Ashley's telling me, time's up, time's up, time's up. And I like keep going and keep going and keep going. What do? We often are just like polite and we get uncomfortable and we don't really like it and we just like are quiet. So shifting our culture and how we deal with certain things, like someone dominating a conversation, which, I mean, I've left spaces when people just dominate. You just want to leave. It's kind of miserable. And it tends to fall on identity lines, but not always. Or power, you know, we can kind of chart it power-wise. So changing our culture where we just create a different kind of culture of talking about it nicely, but like, okay, every extra minute you speak, I don't get to speak. Or nobody else gets to speak. Or find, I'm going to stop picking on you. but shifting how we talk about these things. If somebody is speaking online in a way that's really hostile, instead of just whispering about it, saying like, hey, we should have a conversation. And it's not to say you're to blame, now I'm going to pick on somebody else, Tomas, no, for speaking in that way or writing in that way, because we're, you know, products of the society that teaches us all this racist, sexist, homophobic crap. So it's not blaming you, it's saying, let's collectively talk about it. This is happening and we don't want it to happen. We're not going to just not be on the Signal chat anymore. We're going to collectively talk about how to gently help that person not speak that way, not mute them. Does that make sense? So lots of other ideas. There's so much to learn from all these global experiences where people are making, you know, kind of horizontal, directly democratic community-based decisions around harm, and we just have to learn from each other. So.